is My Guys in the Desert with Stormy Bonantoni on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Welcome in to My Guys in the Desert. No, I am not Stormy Bonantoni. I am Femi Abebefe filling in for Stormy, who is out on assignment doing her college football sideline gig. She'll be in Eugene covering the Arizona and Oregon game tomorrow night, a little Pac-12 after dark action. So you're rolling with me for the next hour here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Here we go, My Guys in the Desert. So happy to be here. It's our first Friday in the fall. Football is all throughout the air, so we're going to be tackling it all hour in this show here. We got a couple of great guests joining us. We have Kenny White joining us in a matter of moments from the powerratings.com, Sportsline, CBS Sports HQ. Kenny's a busy guy, so we appreciate the time that he'll be spending with us here in about 5 minutes. Also, Chris Andrews, the sports book director out at the South Point Hotel. He will be joining us here in about 30 minutes to break down all the games of intrigue in the NFL and in college football. We were hoping to have Stormy, but some flight complications, so she's unable to join us here, but we wish her the best of luck tomorrow night covering the game out there in Eugene. So Femi Abebefe, if you haven't met me before, if you don't know me, know that you can check me out tomorrow morning, Point Spread Saturday with Amal Shah. That's from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. East Coast time. That's 5 to 7 on the West Coast. We're going to break down everything college football as well on Sunday. Point Spread Sunday is how we named it here, and we'll break down all things NFL, same time slot, but I will be with Mike Pritchard, who you've heard also here along the VSiN lineup. Just another show, a part of this new fall lineup that we have here at VSiN that we try to get you into the most profitable of situations this football season here. So let's get on our way with our top five, folks. Let's do the top five rankings, top five storylines that you need to know on this Friday here, September 24th in 2021. Starting with number one, the Houston Texans and the Carolina Panthers. How about those Panthers? Now 3-0, knocking off the Texans 24-9 last night in Houston. Carolina was able to cover the 8-point spread while the game goes under the total of 43. Our first primetime under that we have here this season. Now the over 6-1 in those primetime games. Panthers, they improved to 3-0. Straight up and against the spread. So the market trying to play a little bit of catch up with Matt Rule's team there. Texans fall to 1-2, 2-1 against the spread. Congratulations to that Caesars bettor. Stormy mentioned it yesterday, but one bettor at Caesars placed a $760,000 wager on the Panthers money line at -380. Well, that person is now $200,000 richer. Not a play that I necessarily would have made there. You never know how things are going. I'm sure that person was sweating a little bit. That final drive of the first half when Davis Mills looked like he was a pretty formidable quarterback, but they get that win nonetheless there. Congratulations to that person. Sam Darnold, he was solid, 304 yards passing. DJ Moore, 8 catches, 126 yards. Davis Mills, not too shabby in the first start there, 168 yards and a touchdown, but he was sacked 4 times and was hit a number of other times there, so they'll have to get him protected while he's in for Tyrod Taylor, who's out for about a handful of more weeks with that hamstring injury. Carolina, though, didn't get through this game unscathed. Rookie cornerback J.C. Horn, their first-round pick, suffered a broken foot. It's not season-ending, according to reports, but he will be out for a while. Look for him to be placed on the injured reserve list. Running back Christian McCaffrey also suffered a strained hamstring. He is now expected to miss a few weeks, according to reports. So Chuba Hubbard, the rookie out of Oklahoma State, will take his place as running back number one for the Carolina Panthers. Their next game is at the Dallas Cowboys. They get a little bit of extra rest before that game, which will be one of the marquee games of that early slate in week four of the NFL. To the number two storyline of the day, good news and bad news for the Baltimore Ravens. We'll start with the good news because I like my dessert first. The Lamar Jackson experience will continue. He missed Thursday's practice with an illness and some hip soreness. The hip soreness was actually from when he flipped into the end zone late in the game against the Kansas City Chiefs to give the Ravens that lead. He said it felt sore. He was out of practice yesterday. It feels good because he returned to practice today. Also, he had a little bit of an illness yesterday. They're calling it a stomach bug. Not sure what Lamar ate, but I'm sure he's hoping to eat come Sunday in Motown against the Detroit Lions there. But Lamar will have a lot of the weight on his shoulders because the Ravens, we just learned in the last hour, will be without 4 key members of their front seven on defense. Brandon Williams, Justin Matabuke, Jalen Ferguson, and Justin Houston have all been placed on the reserve COVID list within this last hour here. So that line was Baltimore -8 about 2 hours ago. Now is ticked down to Baltimore -7.5. Not a huge movement, but something to keep an eye if you're looking to play your survivor pools. I know Baltimore is going to be a pretty popular pick this week because they're going up against the Detroit Lions. And how could it ever lose? Well, one of the reasons and one of the ways these games lose is because you're down pretty much half of your defensive line there. So those guys, four of those players will be on the reserve COVID list for the Baltimore Ravens. That total has actually ticked up slightly. It was sitting at 50 a couple hours ago, now 50 and a half or 51 even in some places. So that is our number two storyline. The number three storyline, back to the running backs, and we know they take a beating, and a couple key ones are injured heading into week number three, starting with the Minnesota Vikings running back Dalvin Cook, who is nursing an ankle injury. Now, Dalvin Cook didn't practice all week. In fact, reporters were tweeting out earlier today that he was standing off to the side during the stretching period, then also went inside the facility once the practice got underway for the portion that was available for the media reporters. Cook right now, he had a heck of a game against the Arizona Cardinals, but got banged up towards the end there. He is the engine of that offense outside of those two weapons with Justin Jefferson and Adam Thielen. So look for Dalvin Cook to be questionable for this game. They are hosting the Seattle Seahawks Sunday afternoon. That game right now, Vikings 2-point underdogs with a total of 55. So a lot of points. And we know a lot of prop players and fantasy players like to lean on Dalvin Cook. Well, Dalvin Cook may not be available. We'll have to check those inactive lists, as well as Raiders running back Josh Jacobs. He is doubtful. We just learned that in the last hour from the Las Vegas beat writers there. Jacobs also dealing with an ankle injury. He missed last Sunday's game against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Didn't practice all week. Wasn't present for when the media was able to watch practice. The Raiders are 3.5-point favorites at home here in Vegas against the Miami Dolphins. That total sitting at 44. Another ankle that we're monitoring closely, these ankle injuries, I tell you guys. The number four storyline, Colts quarterback Carson Wentz. A surprise. He was limited in practice today after not being able to practice on Wednesday or on Thursday. For head coach Frank Wright says they're waiting to see how Wentz responds to the work that he got today. So we'll learn more within the next 24 hours. It will be a game time decision for Carson Wentz as the Colts are 5.5-point underdogs on the road against the Tennessee Titans. That total sitting at 48. If Wentz can't go, it could be Jacob Eason, who came in last week against the LA Rams and that final drive didn't look too great. Or it could be Brett Hundley, who actually got some first team reps earlier this week in practice. Hundley 3-6 as a starter in the NFL. And our number five storyline, Odell Beckham Jr. is set to return for the Cleveland Browns, and it's right on time. The Browns recently placed Jarvis Landry on the injured reserve list, so they will now get Beckham, who tore his ACL 11 months ago. He was able to practice full all week, wasn't even on the practice report today, so he is good to go. Cleveland right now is 7-point favorite with the total at 44.5 in that game. An interesting one there out in Cleveland. Odell Beckham making his return. So we mentioned Kenny White will be joining us, and we have our guy Kenny White on Skype, I believe. Sportsline, CBS Sports HQ, thepowerratings.com. Kenny, thank you for joining us here on My Guys in the Desert out here at Circus Sportsbook in downtown Las Vegas, Nevada. And Kenny, the first game I want to get to is the morning game in the NFL between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Los Angeles Chargers. Chiefs, a 7-point favorite, total 54.5. And it's not too often we see the Chiefs against an AFC West team. Patrick Mahomes is healthy, and they're only laying a touchdown. But we all know that Kansas City hasn't covered often in the last 13 games. I believe it's 2-11 in their last 13 against the spread, though. But is this kind of a buy low spot for the Chiefs, in your opinion, or are the Chargers a live dog on Sunday?
Well, Femi, you know, these games are tough when they're division games like this. And last year was a bad year for ATS records for the Chiefs. You mentioned 2-11 now, not starting out well this year. But before that, Andy Reid's team was tremendous, 42-27 ATS the previous 4 years. And last year, they were 1-5 ATS first division opponents. But the 4 years prior to that, they were 18-6. Everything cyclical goes back and forth. I'm expecting off a loss back home, that Patrick Mahomes is going to take care of business in this game. It'll be a second true road game for Justin Herbert. I think this is going to be a much tougher atmosphere for him to play in. More pressure in this football game going up against one of the best quarterbacks. He didn't have to match point for point against the Washington football team. He will in this game. I think he makes some mistakes on the road, and I think the Chiefs get there. I made the Chiefs 11 in this game. That's what I thought the betting line should be. So got a 4-point edge here.
Yeah, that's a significant edge there in the NFL there. Chiefs at 4 or 11 points favorite in your eyes, at least. And So that's 7. That could be an interesting one to lay there. The Sunday night football game features the Green Bay Packers and the San Francisco 49ers. Packers are 3-point road underdogs, but the injury report hasn't been too favorable. It sounds like Elgdon Jenkins, the left tackle, will be doubtful for the game. Also, it appears that San Francisco might be getting Eric Armstead back, Emmanuel Mosley, their cornerback, back. What's your read on this game? Packers laying 3 with a total at 50.5 or so. Or rather, yeah, 49ers laying 3. Sorry.
49ers laying 3. And this game was 4 before the Packers won on Monday night. So if you looked at the early line, you might have been able to get 4 with the Packers. I played the game under, Femi. I like what I'm seeing out of both these defenses. Now, the Packers haven't played great defense yet, but they have the players too. And I think they're just going to just take time to gel. But I think their defense right now is ahead of their offense. The Packers looked great in the second half, but that was Detroit. That's a very weak football team. This is going to be a much more difficult test for Aaron Rodgers. The offense without David Bakhtiari, the left tackle, is that is a big loss for them. And I think that's one of the big reasons this offense really isn't what it is. When you talking about a left tackle, he is just one of the best in the business. So Rodgers looks a little off. The defense is good. They ran the ball more times than they passed it against Detroit. Last year, they were 13th and 14th in the NFL in terms of rushing. This year, San Francisco's number 2, 33 rush attempts a game.
All right, Kenny, we're going to get you to actually stick around with us for another segment on the other side. Talk a little more NFL and some college football as well. So hang tight there, Kenny. Don't go anywhere. We'll get more of your thoughts on the college football slate for tomorrow's action. We'll be right back here on My Guys in the Desert, but make sure to download the free OddsTrader.com app to compare betting odds from licensed sportsbooks, access injury reports, and game action.
You're listening to My Guys in the Desert with Stormy Bonantoni on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Make this football season your best sports betting season ever. Start your VSiN free trial today to get full access to our sports betting experts, including 24/7 video streaming, daily best bet emails, betting splits with the money and ticket percentages on every game, plus full access to VSiN.com data and analysis. You get everything VSiN has to offer for only $22 per month. Sign up now at VSiN.com/subscribe. Femi Ebebefe in for Stormy today on My Guys in the Desert. Kenny White has taken the pleasure of doing 2 segments with us here on this fantastic fall Friday. Kenny, I wanted to touch on the NFL real quick before we get into college football. And it's interesting. We have 5 teams in the NFL who are 0-2 against the spread. And it's a collection of teams that don't really fit the bill of what you would think, at least one of them, at least. So I'll list the teams off for you. It's the Kansas City Chiefs, the Atlanta Falcons, Washington Football Team, New York Jets, and the Jacksonville Jaguars. Of those 5 teams, which one do you think is most likely to cover on Sunday, and which one is least likely to cover this upcoming Sunday?
Yeah, I heard this trend yesterday, I believe it was, that 0-2 teams the past, I don't know how many years, it was like a 70% cover in week 3. So that's all of them look like they're in good spots. Jacksonville, Arizona could have a letdown coming off a big win. Their defense looked a little light, and they play the Rams next. But the one I've got to give you is the Chiefs. I made it 11. I think they're coming off a loss. That's Patrick Mahomes' first loss in September. First time he's thrown an interception. This guy's just a great quarterback. I think it's a big advantage for the Chiefs. Andy Reid is always well prepared for his division opponents. The one that would maybe go 0-3, Atlanta. They just look in all sorts, both sides, offense, defense, out of sort. And this is an offense that should be fairly decent with Matt Ryan, but the offensive line is so weak and the defense is bad. Danny Dimes actually wasn't Danny Drops, didn't turn the ball over against Washington. So if he can do that again, the Giants should get a win over Atlanta.
Yeah, right now the Giants are laying 3 points at home against the Atlanta Falcons. Neither team has looked too impressive, so maybe roll with the home team, like Kenny mentioned there. On the college football side, tomorrow, week number 4 in college football. It's crazy how these things are just flying on by there. But the game of the day happens to be in Soldier Field between Notre Dame and Wisconsin. And we know the storyline's going in. It's Jack Cohn going up against his former team, the Wisconsin Badgers, going up against the quarterback who replaced him in Graham Mertz. But storylines aside, do you like anything in this game, whether it be side or total? Wisconsin laying 6.5 with the total sitting at 45.
Yeah, I think this is going to be a great game. I think it's 2 evenly matched football teams, and playing in Soldier Field is a Notre Dame home game, because they were supposed to play last year. Game was canceled because of COVID. That was going to be at Lambeau Field. That was Wisconsin's home game. Now, we know the Cheeseheads will travel well, but it's going to be Notre Dame. I think about 70% is what I'm hearing Notre Dame fans. I'm not really giving any home advantage, though. I think Notre Dame will be louder. That'll be a little bit of an edge. I have Wisconsin 1 in the game. I think it's very similar. I have Wisconsin the 7th best offense in college football, and that's because they're running game. I have Notre Dame 8th best offensively. Graham Mertz has struggled at quarterback, less than 7 yards a pass, 2 INTs, no touchdowns. Jack Cohen, he lost his starting job last year to Graham Mertz because of an ankle injury and never regained the job. And this was the starting quarterback in 2019. Set a couple of records, I think, for Wisconsin in passing. He started out very well. So he's got a chip on his shoulder. His Notre Dame guys like him a lot, and I believe that this team will be ready. I feel like I've had a good handle on Notre Dame so far. They played Florida State in the win one for Bobby Bowden game. They had a big lead. Florida State came back. They took Toledo lightly, but they won both of those football games. And last week, they played one of their bigger rivals in Purdue. It's a bigger rivalry for Purdue than it is Notre Dame. But yet the Irish got there by 14, and it really wasn't even that close. I think they could have won by 17 or 21. So I think Notre Dame is a very good football team. They're in a good spot here getting 6.5.
Would you take a look at the total maybe? Because I know both defenses, I mean, the defense for Notre Dame has struggled a little bit with not head coach, but new defensive coordinator Marcus Freeman from Cincinnati. But Wisconsin's defense has been awesome on that front seven. Would you maybe look at the under in this game? How do you see the game, at least from a pace standpoint, playing out?
Yeah, I do lean to the under, and there are a couple of trends. Paul Christ is 39-22 under in the first half of his games. So a big under for his teams because they love to run the ball. Brian Kelly is 40-21 to the under in the second half in his games. So he likes to take the air out of the football when he's got the lead. So yeah, I do lean to the under, and I think it's kind of a correlated parlay that, you know, the lower scoring the game is, the more points are at a premium. Getting that 6.5 is a big, big edge here.
We're talking with Kenny White of Sportsline, thepowerratings.com, and CBS Sports HQ. The ABC primetime game of the week is West Virginia traveling to Norman to face number 4 Oklahoma. Oklahoma, the Sooners, laying 17 points with a total at 56 or 56.5, but they haven't been too impressive thus far this season. Their only cover is against, I believe it was Western Carolina, and that was like a blowout victory against an FCS school. So are you comfortable laying 17 with this Sooners team that seems to kind of be struggling on offense? We thought the defense would be why they're struggling, but offensively, at least against Nebraska, didn't look too impressive.
Yeah, you're right. They haven't put a full game together yet. And I'm sure Lincoln Riley, after 2 scares already this early in the season, his guys are going to be ready here. I laid the points with the Sooners because they're one of my top 4 teams in the country. They got my number 3 offense and my number 5 defense. The defense didn't look it against Tulane because I think they took them lightly. They didn't realize what they were up against. A very well-coached football team. Willie Fritz is one of the most unheralded coaches in the country, and his teams can score. He is a very innovative offensive guy, and he's got a good quarterback. He's got a good team. They took Oklahoma by surprise, but Oklahoma did step on their neck for about 20 minutes. And they completely dominated that game, and once they got a big lead, they let up again, and Willie Fritz's team got back into it. Last week, Nebraska, I have Nebraska 7 points better than West Virginia. If those two played on a neutral. So Nebraska is a better football team than West Virginia. The Mountaineers, Neil Brown in his 3rd year now, came from Troy. This guy's a good coach. He can coach. So you're going up against a good coach, but he hasn't done well versus top 25s because he doesn't have the talent to hang in with top 25 teams. 0-6 straight up, 2-4 ATS. His quarterback, Garrett Doge, is a slightly above average quarterback. He has played below average so far this year. Spencer Rattler has not done great yet, but this guy's got so many skills. I think you're going to see him have a great game this week against West Virginia. West Virginia's offense, I have ranked 98th in the country. Their defense is number 30, so that's their strength. But I think Oklahoma has too many horses for the Mountaineers.
Yeah, Oklahoma right now 10-1 to win the national title at DraftKings. In the Big 12, Texas, they got back in the win column last Saturday, defeating Rice now. But now Big 12 play is underway, and they're 9-point favorites at home against Texas Tech. Now, this line was 11. It opened up at, it got down to 7.5 earlier this week. Now we're seeing it at 9 with a total at 62. Do you agree with this move, buying back on this Texas team against the Red Raiders?
No, I don't. I like Texas Tech going in. This was one of my surprise teams in the Big 12 this year. I really like this team. Matt Wells, another really good football coach, came from Utah State. His quarterback, Tyler Shough, transferred in from Oregon. All Shough has done, completed 68% of his passes, 10 yards a pass, 6 TDs to 2 interceptions so far. This guy can play. Matt Wells is a very innovative head coach. Offensively, they can score points. Their offense is 26th ranked in my ratings, and their defense number 56. Sarkisian finally went with the right quarterback. I thought Casey Thompson should have been the starter from the get-go. He showed dual threat capabilities. A big game against Rice and 44 rushing yards and 2 touchdowns against Arkansas in that swarming defense. Texas Tech's defense is nowhere near that. I see both teams getting in the 30s in this game and going flying over the total.
All right, Kenny, in about a minute here, our final game in the ACC, Clemson against North Carolina State. Now, this line is hanging around 10. It opened up at 11. We saw a little bit of money coming in on the Wolfpack, the total sitting at 47.5. I want to ask you 2 questions. This one. First, Clemson, do they have a chance to make the playoff? They're plus 155 at DraftKings to make the playoffs. It's crazy to see that number when you factor in the conference that they play in. And number 2, is this the ultimate buy low spot for the Tigers that have yet to cover so far this season?
I'm going to say no because I like NC State so much. I think Clemson can win this game. And if they do, this is going to be one of their toughest games all year long. If they get by this one and the offense ever starts clicking, they're a top 3 team and they should be in the college football playoffs if their only loss is to Georgia. This one, though, last week they scored 14 points. We saw that against Georgia Tech. They're my 40th ranked defense in the country. NC State has my number 7 defense in the entire country. That's the strength of this football team. I think it's a very low-scoring game. I still have Clemson's D number 1 in the country. I think it's a low-scoring game. Points are at a premium again. This is a correlated parlay for me. It's tease it, squeeze it, and parlay it. NC State to the under.
NC State to the under. Right now I'm looking at the odds on DraftKings. Clemson 12-1 to win the national title, but you mentioned it that if they don't start looking impressive, I don't know how this Clemson team is going to get to the college playoff to begin with, let alone win a national championship there. But Kenny White joining us here on a Friday of the PowerRatings.com Sportsline and CBS Sports HQ. Kenny, you're a busy man, so we'll let you go now, but appreciate you joining us once again here on My Guys in the Desert.
Pleasure, Femi. Thanks for having me today. Have a great weekend. Cash some tickets.
All right, we will try to do that indeed. And one guy on the other side that's going to help us try to cash some tickets as well in college football in the NFL is Chris Andrews, the sports book director out at the South Point. He's joining us here on My Guys in the Desert. Don't go away. You're watching VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
You're listening to My Guys in the Desert with Stormy Bonantoni on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
When you place your football bets this week, try out the new same game parlays at Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Mix, match, and multiply your payouts with player prop combinations along with traditional game lines. It's easy and fun. Give it a go this week. Or if golf's more your speed, you can get a 20% profit boost every day of the Ryder Cup. Log in, bet, and win at Bet Rivers. Download the app today or go to betrivers.com. Femi Abebefe filling in for Stormy Bonantoni here on My Guys in the Desert, coming to you from the Circa Sportsbook. We have Chris Andrews coming up in a matter of moments. But first, I wanted to give you a smelly play, a cringeworthy play that you're not going to feel good about once you submit it into your app or tell the teller over the window. But it's one that you might want to consider. And my cringeworthy play of the day, folks, is Southern Mississippi getting 45.5 against the top-ranked Alabama Crimson Tide. Big dogs got to eat, and this is a big, big dog here going up against Alabama. And one of the reasons why I like this game, or one of the multitude of reasons why I like this game, is one, for Alabama, running back Brian Robinson is quote-unquote day-to-day, according to Nick Saban. Robinson dealing with rib injuries after what he suffered an injury against the Florida Gators last week. Saban thinks he'll be okay, but I doubt they really push and give it a go with Robinson there. But also, another thing to keep in mind, Alabama 2-8 against the spread in their last 10 games against Conference USA opponents. Also 2-8 ATS in their last 10 September games. Also, Nick Saban, the guy who is probably the greatest college football coach of all time, 3-11 against the spread when favored by 45 points or more. This is an easy look ahead spot with the big game against Ole Miss coming up next Saturday in Tuscaloosa. That's the one between the Heisman favorites, Bryce Young, Matt Corral, all eyes and all attention, in my opinion, because these are college kids, is probably paying attention to that game against the Ole Miss running Rebels there, Lane Kiffin coming into town. So I'm taking the big dog, Southern Mississippi. You're giving me 45.5, and I'm going to go ahead and take all those points. Also mention, Southern Miss 4-1 ATS when facing a top 10 team since 2008. So give me Southern Miss plus 45.5, and I think it's one that you should consider as well. Well, Chris Andrews, our guy from the South Point, the sports book director out there. Now, I typically talk to Chris on the pregame show, which you can watch from 9 to 10 West Coast time, noon to 1 on VSIN here. I usually talk to him on the pregame show as we get ready for the NFL, but Chris, nice to see you here on My Guys in the Desert. And I wanted to talk to you first about the Kansas City Chiefs hosting the Los Angeles Chargers. Chiefs right now laying 7 points in that contest, total at 54.5. What are you guys seeing behind the counter with this game? I'm sure it's one of the more heavily bet games of the early window.
Well, the heavy bets are all on the Chiefs. We opened the game 6.5. We're up to 7. I thought guys would come in and start taking the Chargers plus the 7, but we've hardly seen anything at the plus 7. As a matter of fact, they're even laying me the 7 on the Chiefs. So, you know, I mean, I'm going to be very hesitant to go any higher than 7, but, you know, we may have to go there at some point because right now it's nothing but Chiefs money all the way.
And would you say that's respected money or is that mainly recreational money?
Well, the respected money definitely came in and laid the 6.5. I mean, that was the pros. But since then, the followers have come in and they've laid the 7. I really think if dog bettors are out there, and I think they will be, they're just waiting at this point to see what kind of number they can get. Maybe a 7.5. You know, we don't do anything with juice here, so everything we do is at 11 to 10 at the South Point. But, you know, maybe they're looking to take 7 even money or, you know, maybe 7.5 and lay a little juice, something like that. But, you know, right now they're waiting me out, and it might be the smart move. But I'm not moving yet. If I get 10 enough, I will, but not yet.
Yeah, that's interesting to note that the Chiefs are the side that we're seeing all the kind of momentum pushing towards, because the Chiefs are 0-2 against the spread so far this season. In fact, they're 2-11 ATS in their last 13 games, one of 5 teams to be 0-2 against the spread here so far this NFL season, going along with the Atlanta Falcons, the Washington Football Team, the New York Jets, and the Jacksonville Jaguars. And Chris, I wanted to ask you, of those 5 teams that are 0-2 ATS, which one has the best chance to cover on Sunday, in your opinion, and which one has the least likely to cover come Sunday?
Okay, run those 5 by me again, Femi.
It's Chiefs, Falcons, Washington, okay. Jets, and Jaguars.
Well, I can tell you, we got good money on Washington. So a lot of guys do finally believe that this team, that their defense was highly regarded before the season started. Hasn't played all that well yet. But I think they think, the pros think, that they're going to give Buffalo a pretty good battle here in what could be a defensive struggle. 45.5, not a, you know, kind of a mid-range total, but saw a lot of sharp money there. You know, the Falcons, you know, I don't know. That's one of those games nobody knows they're playing. I opened at 3, and we haven't moved side total, money line, anything on that game. So I don't know. Maybe that might sneak up there. The Jaguars, boy, I'd like to kind of agree with that, but boy, tough to pull a trigger on that team. But man, you know, you're talking about 7.5, 8-point favorites on the road with Arizona. I don't know, but you know, we'll see. And I hope it's not Kansas City, because right now all I got is Kansas City money. So I'm hoping that's not the one.
Speaking with Chris Andrews, the sportsbook director at the South Point Hotel and Casino, I'm sure the most bet game of the week, of course, is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers taking on the Los Angeles Rams. I believe at last check on the odds board that I saw, Tampa Bay is laying 1 at the South Point with a total of 55.5. Have you seen two-way action with this game, or is the public just kind of backing Tom Brady because that's been profitable over the last 21-plus years?
Oh, you noticed that, huh? Yeah. you probably haven't gone broke if you've been betting Tom Brady for the last 20 years. Yeah, the money's on the Bucks, but you know, really, the ticket count's pretty strong both ways. I have a feeling. So we're at 1 right now. I have a feeling we're going to wind up at 1.5, but I'm going to let them bet me. I really think there's a big game for the Rams. You know, the Bucks have New England on tap next week. Now the rest of the team probably doesn't care that much about that, but you know, Tom and Gronkowski, they're certainly looking at New England. I don't know how much that will affect them this week. Maybe a little bit. But I think the Rams are a really, really good team. And, you know, I give a – you know, it's hard to say. But I give a slight defensive edge to the Rams. You know, the Bucs have a lot of great names on defense, but they haven't played great yet on defense. I don't know. I think this is going to be a hell of a game. And, if, you know, whoever they bet me, you know, I'll be fine with it. But right now it looks like all the money is coming in on the Bucs.
One of the morning games that has now kind of vaulted, at least in my opinion, to a level of interest is between the Baltimore Ravens and the Detroit Lions, because within the last hour, we saw the report that the Ravens placed four members of their front seven on defense on the reserve COVID list. I mean, Justin Houston, Justin Madubuike, Jalen Ferguson, Brandon Williams, now all unavailable in Detroit against the Lions. But I see that you guys still have it at Ravens -8 and a total of 50. Some shops have gone down to 7.5. How is it? How tricky is it, at least as an odds maker, having to keep track of this COVID information that's going on, the ins and outs? I mean, do you just kind of just see how people bet you, or do you move on news like what we just saw about 90 minutes ago?
Well, news that big, you have to move on that. And I was at 8.5. And when I saw all that, I did go to 8. I still do have quite a bit of money, though, on the Ravens. So I wouldn't shy away from a bet on the Lions. I have a feeling something is going to come in on them, but I don't mind taking a bet because I had a lot of early Raven money before all this news came out. And of course you got Lamar Jackson, some rumors of, you know, they're calling it illness. We don't know if it's COVID or not. I know Adam Schefter reported that when he did that dive into that flip into the end zone the other day, that he hurt his hip. I'm not sure that's true or not, but Schefter usually doesn't say stuff that's totally unfounded. I haven't seen that report really in too many other places. But anyway, that team really has had a lot of injuries. They were certainly one of the favorites going into this year to represent the AFC in the Super Bowl. You know, listen, they had a huge win last week, and I think if healthy, they deserve to be one of the favorites to go to the Super Bowl. But right now they have tons of injuries, both sides of the ball. But are the Lions a team that could capitalize on that? I mean, that's a big question. I'm not sure the answer is yes. And that's why you're seeing an 8 point and 7.5, or we're at 8, but I see a lot of 7.5 point, margin, you know, spread on a road, which is, you know, pretty significant in this league.
Another game I want to ask you about, Chris, here is Bengals at Steelers. And we got about 45 seconds left here. The Steelers right now laying 3 points at home with a total of 43, but there's so many injuries. TJ Watt, Deontay Johnson, we don't know how healthy Big Ben is. What do you make of this line, Steelers -3 with a total of 43?
Yeah, even missed a couple guys. You know, Harden, their best cornerback. You know, Bush, probably their second best linebacker, to TJ Watt. He's hurt. We don't know about Ben. But just a ton of injuries. Probably the two teams out of the North there, the AFC North, you know, the Steelers and the Ravens, they're the two teams that probably suffered the most so far this year. So that leaves the door wide open for Cleveland. But, you know, we're betting this game. I think the number's gotten pretty low. I think we might wind up at 3.5 on that Steeler game.
I like the sound of that because I bet Pittsburgh -3. So hopefully they can, I don't know if the mass unit got to get out there, that they can get this thing home against the Cincinnati Bengals. Chris Andrews, he's going to join us for another segment. So don't go away. You're watching My Guys in the Desert on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Listening to My Guys in the Desert with Stormy Bonantoni on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Download the free OddsTrader.com app to compare betting odds from licensed sports books, access injury reports, in-game action, and much more. Go to OddsTrader.com. It is Femi Abebefe filling in for Stormy Bonantoni here on My Guys in the Desert, coming to you from the Circa Sportsbook here in downtown Las Vegas. And that OddsTrader app can probably help you out with our next game that we're going to talk with. We're speaking with Chris Andrews, the sportsbook director out at the South Point. Injuries, injuries, injuries seems to be the theme here in week 3 of the NFL. And one injury in the Colts-Titans game is a pretty big one. Colts quarterback Carson Wentz practiced limited today, Chris. And so it sounds like he'll be a game-time decision, according to head coach Frank Reich there. But how have you guys kind of gone throughout the week of handicapping this game? I see you guys are at 5.5 in favor of the Tennessee Titans with a total of 48, but I'm sure that number comes down if Wentz is ruled active, and maybe it might go up to maybe even touch 7 if he's inactive. How have you guys kind of gone about handicapping this one here?
Well, you know, Femi, you kind of hit on it. We opened the game 4.5, and then when word got out about just how bad Wentz was, you know, they laid the 4.5. You know, we started moving it. We're moving up to 5, even 5.5. Laid that, we went to 6. Now they started coming in, even, you know, just today, started taking the 6. So that's when the word kind of got out that, you know, Wentz did practice. He didn't, you know, look 100%. I think you're right. It's probably going to be more or less a game time decision. I know they're not real enthused about their backups, so they really want to get this guy ready to play. You know, he's had injury problems for the last couple of years, so we'll have to see. But, you know, I can tell you this, the money did show. That's why we moved it down to 5.5. But it's one of those where, you know, we hate to move without a bet, but this is just really big news one way or the other if we find out he is playing or he's not playing. So we're just going to have to kind of keep our ear to the ground and make sure we're well aware of what's going on there.
Yeah, I think that might be one that we figure out at maybe 8:30 West Coast time in the morning when that inactives list comes out. So that'll be big news to keep track of come Sunday morning. An afternoon game that I'm sure is getting a lot of action as well at your guys' sportsbook. The Miami Dolphins taking on the Las Vegas Raiders. This line now, Vegas -4 with a total of 43.5. Tua Tagovailoa, of course, has been ruled out. It will be Jacoby Brissett getting his first start of the season here in 2021. But I'd imagine that it has to be one-way traffic with this Raiders team. But maybe the line is danced. So I'd assume maybe the public, it's one-way traffic with the Raiders coming off of a 2-0 start. But I think maybe some respected people might have gobbled up that those points there when it was 4, 4.5. Am I correct with that, Reed?
You're 100% correct, yeah. The ticket count is probably, I'm looking right now, it's like about 9-1 in favor of the Raiders. But we had some real big play at 4.5 on the Dolphins, which I got to say kind of did surprise me. I think Brissett is an okay quarterback. But I don't think he'll ever be a serious contender to be a starter in this league. But he's certainly competent. But I thought it would mean a lot with Tua going out. But like I said, the money showed at 4.5. Some pretty big play we had. So we're at 4. The public's laying it all back. And I don't know if we're going to see 4.5 again. We might. I see some 3.5 action in a couple of spots. So I have a feeling the wise guys might be waiting just to take 4. Or, if it doesn't go any higher, I think they'll wind up taking the 4. They're obviously hoping for a little more if they can. But the sharp money's definitely on the Dolphins. There's some problems with Derek Carr, too. He's probably not 100%. You know, Femi, you've been talking about injuries, this whole last couple segments. And, I mean, that's certainly a theme of the day. And the Raiders have had their share of injuries, too. But, you know, we get run up and down the whole league. And probably every team is, you know, feeling some sort of pain from injuries. And it just kind of depends who they are and if they're clustered around one position or not. It's really going to have the biggest effect on the number.
Speaking with Chris Andrews, the sportsbook director at the South Point Hotel and Casino, and one game I really want to ask you about here, Chris, the New Orleans Saints against the New England Patriots. And I'm looking at the odds board right now. You guys have moved to 2.5. So off of the key number of 3, it was Patriots -3 at a lot of other places around town. Throughout the week, it's been Patriots -3. You guys are now at 2.5, which indicates to me at least that a lot of respected money is coming in on the New Orleans Saints.
Well, I think Jimmy just tweeted out a ticket that we took a $100,000 bet on the Saints.
Wow.
+3. So that kind of convinced us to go to 2.5. He's a guy, I've known him for quite a few years, really a good guy, pretty sharp handicapper too. So he took the +3. So we're at 2.5. And like I said earlier, we don't do anything but go at 11 to 10. We don't use any juice on any numbers. So it's either 3 or 2.5. We went to 2.5 after that size of a bet. And like I said, he's a guy that I have a lot of respect for, picks a lot of winners, and isn't afraid to back his opinion with some serious cash as he did today when he bet the Saints. So, yeah, I have a lot of respect for that play. But I think we'll get some play back on the Patriots, too. Bill Belichick at home. Saints have looked, a little shaky. Great first game, not so great second game. And, we'll see how it comes out today. But I think we'll get some Patriot money back at 2.5.
Yeah, if you like the Patriots, go to the South Point. If you're going to get 2.5 minus 110. I got a 3 at even money, but now I'm kind of jealous. I was like, man, I wish I had waited and bet 2.5 there. But I mean, people, they're backing Jameis Winston. To me, it seems a little crazy against Bill Belichick. But then again, the Patriots do have a rookie quarterback, and their offense hasn't looked too great. Any other notable big bets or sharp action that you've seen on any of the games that we haven't touched yet, Chris?
Yeah, I got some pretty serious play on the Packers plus the 3.5. That's the Sunday night game against the 49ers. And I got to tell you, I think that's going to be a really good game. Niners have kind of had the Packers number the last couple of years. I know that doesn't always come into play, but it might mean a little something. But nonetheless, the Packers plus 3.5 was a strong play from some pretty sharp handicappers. Another one they played me was the Eagles plus 4 on Monday night. That's another play. I see that all 3.5, and I think that might even go down a little bit further. But, you know, I mean, it's one of those things where we usually don't have to go begging for cowboy money. It usually shows up sooner or later. And I have a feeling that'll show up on Monday night too. But those are two big games that got some very big bets from players that I highly respect. So obviously we moved the number on those, but those two games, you know, we just had a bunch of bets on the Bengals. And then that one Patriot, the Saints bet against the Patriots was another one that I took note of. Those were the biggest plays of the week so far. Other than that, it's just been, you know, just your typical week. A lot of bets here and there and all over the layout. And, you know, that's what we love here as bookmakers.
Now that sounds awesome. And it's another NFL weekend. So we're all looking forward to it here at VSiN. Chris Andrews, South Point Sportsbook Director. Appreciate you joining us here on My Guys in the Desert. I will talk to you Sunday morning on the pregame show. So we'll chat then and catch up and maybe get some updated info on the happenings around the NFL.
I'm sure there'll be updates to give, Femi, and we'll be there to give them to you.
All right. Appreciate it there, Chris. Have a good rest of the evening. So much good information there. Eagles plus 4 as a Monday night play there. Also sharp money coming in on the Green Bay Packers. Anytime you can get Aaron Rodgers and the hook, it's always enticing, as was for that respected better. But let's get to power rankings. We got about 3 minutes left in the show, and I want to end it with the power rankings. I've been asking people all show long of the 0-5 teams or the 0-2 teams ATS, which one is most likely to cover, which one is least likely to cover. So let's go through it, starting with number 5. And I think the team that's least likely to cover, the New York Jets. They're getting 10.5 points, 10 points even rather, at some sports books here against the Denver Broncos. And I get it. That's a lot of points, especially with a low total of 41 out there in the Mile High City. But you're going against the covering machine himself, Teddy Covers, Teddy Bridgewater for the Broncos, 34-18, I believe it is, against the spread. So I'm not too interested in this game. I don't think the Jets are really going to cover. I think sometimes as bettors, we see, oh my gosh, there's so much value, without taking into fact that, wow, this team actually might be worse than we all think. The Jets could be a candidate for worse than we think. So I would stay away from the New York Jets. Number 4 on my list, the Jacksonville Jaguars, getting 7.5 or even 8 in some places at home against the Arizona Cardinals. It's been ugly in Duval County for the Jags, but I think the Jags could possibly cover this one. But I wouldn't really run to the ticket counter to go and place this bet, because like we've mentioned, Jaguars haven't even gotten to their own red zone so far this season. So Jacksonville Jaguars are my number 4 team. Number 3 on that list, and Chris Andrews said they got some respected money on this one, the Washington football team getting 7.5 against the Buffalo Bills, now even down to 7 in some spots there. But this football team, it's a good squad. The defense, I think, will have a chance to possibly get back on the right side. Plus, that Buffalo Bills offense hasn't looked that great so far this season. So I think Washington is number 3. My number 2 team, the Kansas City Chiefs, number 2 to lay the points as a team that will get off the ATS schneid. I think they can cover that one as a 7-point favorite against the Kansas City Chiefs. This is the first time since 2018 the Chiefs are laying a touchdown or less against an AFC West opponent with Mahomes starting. And my number 1 team, the Atlanta Falcons, plus 3, because when you're going up against Daniel Jones, you got to take the points if you can get them. That is my number 1 team to cover. They will get off the ATS tonight, and I think they will actually win the game outright. So that does it for My Guys in the Desert here on this Friday. Coming up next here on VSiN, the Rush Hour with Danny Burke. So stick around for that. As for this weekend, best of luck with all your tickets. We'll see you Monday when Stormy returns.